I just want to share a little bit personally here at the beginning that this has been a very kind of poignant theme to be exploring this month. For me, one of my closest friends was recently diagnosed with stage 4 inoperable, incurable cancer and told that he probably has 2 or 3 years to live if he does a lot of treatment to keep it, to extend it that long. And, you know, for those of you who've been through that, which at this point in our lives, most of us have probably been through something like that with a close, you know, a loved one. You know, nobody expected this. He was incredibly healthy and vital right up until it all suddenly happened. By the way, a lot of you may know him. He's a spiritual teacher too. He's someone I've taught courses with. We taught a year-long program together in Berkeley 1 year. His name's Terry Patton. He's the author of a couple of books. Really soul brother of mine, real spiritual brother. And we've shared so much and have a real love of the outdoors. And we've done outdoor stuff together and just, yeah. So the reason I'm not bringing this up to bring any kind of heavy energy into our retreat, but it's been very poignant because I've been in a lot of conversations with him since this diagnosis came, just near the end of April it came. And we've talked a lot about this, not because I'm teaching it, just because it's been so present for him, because he he's a deep spiritual practitioner. He's been, you know, very intensely on the spiritual path most of his life. And for him, what this has brought home more than anything is the preciousness and sacredness and just absolute amazement at what it is to be alive. And this sense that there is nothing wrong and he is not going to make a problem out of it. And he's facing it completely. He's right in the reality of his own mortality and the fact that it may be much, much, much shorter than he ever expected. But he said this interesting thing to me, or he said, you know, cause he's someone who is loved by a lot of people. He has a lot of, you know, kind of followers and people who really admire him and respect his work. And, you know, he's been great at cultivating relationships. So he has a lot of rich relationships. And so, but he said, one of the challenging things is that he said, other people keep relating to this. He says, it's almost like people can't help but orient to my cancer as though it's something really, really bad. And there's something really bad and there's this big problem. And he said, for me, I can't go there for a second. I can't buy into that at all. He says, that would take me right out. He said, I'm just in every, he said, more, I think more, and I know him well and I can see it in him. You know, we've spent time in person and been talking on video and stuff. And more than ever in his life, I feel he's just right in the heart of this realization that this whole month right now is devoted to. He's just right in the heart of the deep essential perfection at the essence of everything that is unassailable and can't be diminished or reduced by even, you know, arguably the worst news any of us could get, that our own life is going to be radically cut short. And he's not, you know, and I know some of you probably think, oh, you know, sure, that's like denial. That's like, you know, that's one of the stages, you know, you go through this denial and you just try to convince yourself everything's okay. He is not in denial. It's very clear. He's just, for whatever reason, probably his lifetime of meditation and deep spiritual practice and teaching, this is just like, it's like the exclamation point for him on what he's already been devoted to, which is a spiritual awakening. And it's just opening the truth of this in a way that he's just right in. And I just have found that very potent and poignant to see. I feel like everyone around him is kind of being taught something about life by seeing how he's relating to this situation that just jumped out at him, out of the blue a few weeks ago. So yeah, it's very interesting. And I'm partly bringing this up because all the postures, all the meditation practices we do in this program, in this work, are in one way or another designed to sort of put into practice something that is very obvious and natural to us when we are resting in awakened consciousness. In other words, these are all practices of being awakened. They're all practices of, leaning, stepping right into an awakened relation, enlightened relationship to life, to our experience. And, but I'm aware that this one, perhaps more than any, really challenges something in us. It kind of really challenges us to let go of all of our presumptions of limitation, all of our presumptions of imperfection, if you will. Because, I think I tried to make it clear in our workshop, I'm not trying to convince you that everything is perfect. This is not a philosophical proposition. And I'm not even saying the end result of this is that you believe everything is perfect. It's not about everything being perfect. It's about it's just, this is an outpicturing of what happens in our being as we awaken to who we really are beyond the mind, beyond the ego, which is this revelation that the essence of everything is the same, and that essence is this glorious, sacred, reality that we, it just, that is not conditioned. That's why I call it the practice of unconditional happiness, because it doesn't depend on anything. Normally, happiness depends on good things happening. If good things happen, we feel happy. Bad things happen, we feel unhappy. But there's this unconditional happiness that I feel, Terry is embodying right now very organically, and it does just come from the realization of what this all really is at its essence, this event of existence. And I've noticed in some of the sharing and some of the questions and things people posted to me that there's been for some of us kind of like a, what do you mean things are perfect? Nothing in this world could be. Look around us, or, what are you trying to get me to? It's like almost this feeling like I'm trying to impose a belief system on you or something. And it's not really a belief system at all. It's just it's something we can come to see and know through practice. And in a sense, really the essence of the practice isn't trying to, push this on ourselves. We're not trying to, push out all the bad thoughts and get ourselves to just think good thoughts, or, just have good feelings, or get in some state of kind of some Pollyanna kind of naive state where everything just is rosy and gray. It's nothing like that. It's just that we're, if you really look at the essence of all of the practices we're doing this month, they're challenging the assumption that something's wrong, the assumption that something's missing, the assumption that something is lacking or inadequate or incomplete about life, about ourselves, about this moment, about existence. So that we might make room for a deeper and deeper knowing of this essential wholeness, fullness, perfectness.